Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
And Jemima's pancakes without her syrup is like the spring without the fall. There's only one thing worse in this universe, and that's no Aunt Jemima at all. Death of another icon today, folks. Death of another icon. They're doing away with Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima, you know, in all my life, I just got to be honest with you. In all my life of looking at Aunt Jemima, I'm telling you the truth, I never once thought about her being a slave. As a young kid, I never. And she was just a house marm or whatever they called those. She was just a hire. There's only one thing worse in this universe. That's no Aunt Jemima at all. You know they're doing that to us, right? Hillary and her crew, they're the ones that are behind it, folks. We live in a crazy, crazy, crazier world every stinking day. And I don't know. I guess all we can do is laugh about it, although it's not something to laugh about. Chaos is all around us. All around us is chaos. All around us. We see a guy in Atlanta, a police officer is in Atlanta for shooting a man who had a stun gun, who took the policeman's stun gun, aimed it at him. First degree murder, they're saying. And see, that's happened because we have very little real leadership in America anymore. Everything's emotionally driven. There's no truth. Everybody does what's right in their own eyes. We don't have a justice system. We have a legal system. We have one set of rules for Hillary and her ilk, and another set of rules for black people, and another set of rules for rioters, and another set of rules for church.
You broke up, Coach.
I don't know why I broke up. I'm all broke up. Another set of rules for everybody, everywhere we look. And the scripture tells us that because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. And for all of you who think we were crazy or think I was crazy, when we went out to 15 Old House Lane after Hillary, I said, we need equal justice. If we don't have equal justice, we don't have a country. If we have no equal justice, we do not have a country. We're rapidly reaching the point, my friend, where we don't have a country. The Supreme Court of the United States, who now said that a mental illness, yeah, that's what I said, a mental illness, gender dystopia, whatever you want to call that, those people have rights, special rights. That somebody who comes, some dude that comes to your house, I'm sorry, comes to your office, do you understand, my friends? Do you understand that in the land of the free, we are all free? You know, listen. Oh, it's going to make right wing watch. They'll go off. Kyle, by the way, you lied about us yesterday again, you dog. You do understand, don't you, that the Supreme Court and others are picking winners and losers. Blacks are winners right now. Trannies are winners right now. Christians are losers. Anyone who wants to run their own business and make their own decisions based on their own system of moral beliefs are losers. We are losers. We're losers, right? Because now all of our rights are being determined, not God-given rights, my friends, but Supreme Court-given rights. Supreme Court-given rights. So now the right of a homosexual, oh, no, no. See, they even use that word because it isn't about homosexuality anymore. It's deviancy, right? It's greater sexual deviancy. The right of a sexual deviant to work at your job now trumps your right to pick who works at your job. Are you picking up on it? Do you really understand what's going on? Do you really understand that this is not as black and white and as simple as what they're trying to make it? You do get that, don't you? And so we are being pushed. Christians are being pushed. I wrote today, I don't know if I'll get to it. Voodoo science leads to voodoo government. Transgenderism is now a protected right. Protected right. But I read something from Mike Adams today. I think I have it in the stuff. I don't know if I'm going to get to the stuff or not. I read something from Mike Adams today. They said that would be the greatest boom ever for Christians. This idea now that you can self-identify. I can now self-identify. Yeah, don't laugh. I can now self-identify as a medical expert. I believe I'm one. And based on nothing, can the court say that I can't? I can now self-identify as a religious philosopher. I can now self-identify as a moral leader. I can now identify who I am. I can now make up my own identity of who I am. We are in a world of total and complete chaos. Why? Because lawlessness will abound. Truth has fallen in the street, can't get up. Lord cries for justice, none cry for justice. The Lord does, but nobody else cries for justice. It's where we are. Love many is waxing cold. Why? Because lawlessness is abounding.
Hey, Coach.
Looters, secondary. Looters are not arrested. You try to step foot on a Planned Parenthood, you're arrested. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, we got here because we sat on the sidelines and kept our mouths shut.
Yep.
Guess what we're doing today for the most part? Sitting on the sidelines and keeping our mouths shut.
Yeah. Larry, this isn't gonna end well. Hey Kyle, we're right wing watch, this isn't gonna end well. It ain't gonna end well. The churches may continue to run and hide and play peekaboo and tell you that Jesus loves everyone and everything, but it just isn't true. And there's an element of America that isn't going to take it. And I'm convinced from my own standpoint that the devil is poking us in the eye, doing everything we can, trying to provoke us. And how he responds is going to be really, really important. Pull up Aunt Jemima there for me, Sheldon, if you can, real quickly. The link I sent you on Aunt Jemima. I don't know how many of you knew this about Aunt Jemima. I'll say it again. I never in my mind thought, when I saw Aunt Jemima pancakes, I never in my mind thought less of black people. I never did. Gone with the Wind. The woman who starred in Gone with the black lady, the house marm in Gone with the Wind won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. And now they have scrubbed Gone with the Wind from Netflix and other places because of its racial overtones, a rewriting of history. It's happening right now. 1984, George Orwell. Come on, Larry. I'm sorry, Larry. Did I cut you off? Did I give you a chance to come in? I think.
But Uncle Ben's Rice is also changing its name, and they're going after Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I wish I could laugh. I am laughing. Yeah, my cold's getting better. Thanks, Randy, for worrying about my cold's getting better.
The wheels on the bus have come off, Coach, and it's careening down a gully.
I found this to be interesting. Aunt Jemima's on your screen right now. Aunt Jemima. The world knew her. Can you make it a little larger for me, Sheldon, please? Thanks. The world knew her as Aunt Jemima, but her given name was Nancy Green, and she was a true American success story. She was born a slave in 1834 in Montgomery County, Kentucky, and became a wealthy superstar in the advertising world as its first living trademark. Say what? She became a millionaire? Green is 56 years old when she was selected as a spokesperson for a newly ready-mixed self-rising pancake flour, made her debut in 1893 at a fair and exposition in Chicago. She demonstrated the pancake mix and served thousands of pancakes and became an immediate star. She was a good storyteller. Her personality was warm and appealing, and her showmanship was exceptional. Her exhibition booth drew so many people that special security personnel were assigned to keep the crowds moving. Nancy Green was signed to a lifetime contract. Nancy Green was Aunt Jemima. She traveled on promotional tours all over the country and was extremely well paid. Financial freedom and stature as a national spokesman enabled her to become a leading advocate against poverty and in favor of equal rights for folks in Chicago. She maintained her job until her death in 1923 at age 89. Nancy Green, Aunt Jemima, was a remarkable woman. And just like that, she's been erased from history because of politically correct bedwetters. You guys know that? Aunt Jemima was a person. Holy jeez. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hey, listen, I'm getting fired up. We're all getting fired up for July 17, 18, and 19. We're doing our tactical training here at Sky High. I heard yesterday from some people who hadn't heard before who want to come. And we welcome everyone. But listen, we need you to register. We need you to register. I don't know if we have that up on the website yet, but in the next couple of days, we will have a place for you to be able to actually register. Let us know that you're coming. We've got several questions we want to ask you. We're going to make several requests of you, maybe if things you can, things that you can bring, arrangements for sleeping, a lot of different issues that are going to be up on our website. But we want you all to put it on your calendars right now, June 17, 18, and 19. Larry's going to come and cook for us, got his own cook set. I've been mowing the grass at Sky High. Everything's looking good. It's going to be a wonderful situation. And I'll say again, yes, Kyle, we are going to shoot guns. Hopefully not at each other. We're going to do tactical training on how to handle a gun, how to clean a gun, how to the different types of ammo. We're going to work with pistols. We're going to work with long guns, rifles. We're going to work on shotguns. We're going to show you proper use, way to handle them, safety. It's going to be about a 6 to 8 hour program we're going to put on, and we'd love for you to come and join us. But you're going to have to register. As I said, I didn't check at CoachDaveLive.com yet. I'm not sure if it's up there, but we'll get all the registration and everything up there. But we want you to be there. Yes, women can come. Yes, women should come. Husbands, your wife should know how to handle a gun. And I say that with three very important women in my own life who I'm not sure do. And I'm going to do everything I can to encourage them to be there to learn how to handle the gun. Chad, come on and talk a little bit about that. Let everybody know exactly what's going on here. Can you do that, bud?
Sure. Yeah, this will be kind of entry-level intermediate, and then we can just continue to work. It's going to be very patient. We're going to tell you everything, the anatomy of it. We're going to explain it to you. You're going to know everything about it. What it is I think sometimes they just get in there and they get up there and they just everybody start shooting and stuff, and so we need to talk about what you have there, how to use it, how the thing operates, how it feels in your hand, how to set it right, how to get your feet right. We're going to just build you a good foundation so that we can work you up, and then you can have a nice house there at the end. So just be comfortable. We'll be patient. Don't worry about it. So we just want to encourage you to come.
Chad, I want my wife and our two beautiful daughters to be able to defend themselves in their homes.
Because women are always the biggest victims in situations. So yes. We don't want them to be a victim if they don't have to be.
We don't want to be a victim, period. We don't want to be one. We're also going to do training in regards to shortwave radio and how we are going to remain connected when they take the grid down. Gary Donahoe has been doing a lot of research on that. If you have your own walkie-talkie or whatever you want to call it, your own shortwave radio. You can bring it because each one's different. But we're going to have ham radio day. We're going to do a little bit of self-defense. And it's going to be quite a weekend. It's going to start Friday night, the 17th at 6 o'clock. We'll have fun, too. We're going to have some fun. We're going to eat. We're going to drink and be merry. We're going to have bonfire. We're going to have a great time. But it's going to be tactically training focused. And we would love for you to be part of it. So, again, I don't know if we have I haven't gone to the website. I don't know if we have the registration up there. We'll have it up there soon. Please, we need to know who's coming so we can be prepared for everything. Anybody got anything to add to that? Cool. Okay. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I got so much to talk about. What, Lord, where do you want me to go here? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want? I'm looking right now. I just got to, yeah. Come on, somebody, come on in.
Was that in July?
What did I say? June.
July.
Yes, July. It's next month. It's a month from this weekend. Yep. And again, listen. You say, "Well, I ain't coming to that thing. I already know how to handle guns." Well, then come and help us. Come and help train others. Because one of the things that I found out, and I've done several different events like this where men shot guns. I found out that really, truly, a lot of men haven't shot guns. They really haven't. Or they haven't shot them since they were like kids when they're homes, 15, 16, going rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting. We live in a different day and a different age. And men often are ashamed to say, you know, they're ashamed in a situation like this because it's been so long since they've done it. And they don't want to, you know, they know that handling guns is manly, and they don't want to be exposed to not being manly. Well, you can be manly without knowing the safety techniques of how to handle. I'm manly. I don't know how to drive a semi truck. I'm manly. I don't even know how to handle my tractor yet. I'm manly. Hey, I get on a skid steer. I end up upside down. So being able to operate machinery doesn't determine whether or not you're a man. We think it's important. We help train you. Yeah. Come on, Vinny.
Hey, are you reading someplace? Because there's a great video of someone handling a gun in a completely unmanly fashion.
And what would that be, as you tease me?
Oh, no, I'm not teasing you. This is a video. It's a 53-second video of Chaz. They're handing out guns to...
I got you. Folks, that's demonic. That's all demonic. It's all demonic. It's all demonic, folks. It's all demonic.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
You know, there might be a couple of guys or even ladies that do know the safety and all that. They can always help me cook.
Yeah. Or could be some men help you cook. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
What's that, guys?
You did. You did for sure. Man, I got... Hey, Sheldon, go to the Lucifer email. See, we don't get... I get great frustration because we don't get it. We don't get it. We don't understand. I don't know if our old buddy Stephanie's in here today. Are you in? Stephanie's at work, so she's probably listening, but she probably can't talk to us. She's our resident pagan, former pagan. We don't understand, folks, the seriousness with which the enemy takes their, what do we call it? Their religion, their club, whatever it is they're in.
Their mission.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Their mission. We don't understand it. Sheldon, I thought I'd sent that to you, but it says, "Have you seen this?" Is what it is, Sheldon. Do you have that? I think there you go, bud. Yeah, there we go. Folks, are you aware that there's a nationwide Luciferian march on June 21st? Nationwide Luciferian March. Now, we laugh about it, right? We look at these guys and we laugh. It ain't a joke to them. It isn't a joke to them. After a crazed leftist tore down virtually every historical statue in America, Satanists may be planning direct Luciferian statues in their place. The summer equinox, June 21st, the longest day of the year, has great, great spiritual significance to the Luciferians, folks. It's their Christmas. It's their Easter. It's their whatever day. And so they are calling for protests at places and capitals in the following cities. Wow, there's Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Washington, D.C., Madison, Wisconsin, Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, New York. Ha, 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 let's laugh at it. Ha, 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 ha. Unfortunately, they're the ones that are teaching your kids. Your children are learning the curriculum that these vile creatures are promoting. You know that, don't you? You can laugh your way all the way to hell. That's what's going on. Sheldon, is there another, are there a couple more things with this? Luciferian March for One World Government, Salem, Oregon. Hosted by the Disciples of Lucifer, Salem, Oregon. Is there another one down there? There's one from Columbus, Ohio. I think it's down there somewhere, Sheldon. I saw it. Maybe that was on another email. It's going on. It's going on. We're not having
any. CNN announced this the other day.
CNN did, huh?
It's ridiculous. They did a news announcement for this.
Well, the Luciferians are running the world, right? They're running the world. We don't get it. We don't get it. But we need to. We need to wake up. Coming to a city near you. I'm kind of struggling today because I got several things I want to talk about, and they're not related. They are to a degree, but they're not. Okay, let me go ahead and do about 9 more minutes of something I got to get off my chest, and I want to share something. I want to do a little biblical teaching today to piggyback on what we talked about yesterday on us knowing very little about the spiritual realm. Okay, so. Give me a little bit of grace here, and maybe I can make these two things work out the way I want them to. Pull up, if you will, for me, Sheldon. Is that what I want? No. Pull up mass resistance on the court decision, if you could. What are we going to do, friends? What are we going to do when the courts are totally and completely out of control? I'm going to do a Bible study here in a second. Bear with me. This all relates, folks. This all relates. Mass resistance says bizarre ruling changes legal meaning of sex in civil rights law to include LGBT behaviors, folks. Homosex is a behavior. It's not. I'm sorry. Anal sex is a behavior. It's a behavior. It's not an orientation. Oral sex is a behavior. It's not an orientation. People that engage in those, it's a sex choice, right? And they say we actually need to start resisting because that ruling is not law. Folks, it's not law. Every moral decision in my lifetime has been made by courts. Courts cannot make law. They cannot make law. I feel you, Silver. Come on in.
Sounds like Roe versus Wade.
All over again, huh, bud?
Uh-huh.
Courts making law. Courts cannot make law. So what do you mean courts make law? Well, I call it voodoo science. Judge Kavanaugh said, well, was it Kavanaugh or Gorsuch? It was Gorsuch. Gorsuch says, well, sex can mean about anything, so they open the door to it. Scroll down a little bit, Sheldon. If you would, on this mass resistance. Look at these guys, 2009. These guys are now discriminated against. To restate what was once self-evident to everyone, including most homosexuals themselves. Scroll down, please. Men using one another as women is a perversion. It's not a right. It's a perversion. To my unreconstructed mind, this is as true as ever. And so far as I'm concerned, it would still be true even if gay sex no longer entailed the danger of infection, and even if everything about it was legalized by all 50 states and ratified by all 9 justices of the Supreme Court. Norman Podhoretz, what? To restate what was once self-evident to everyone, is still self-evident, by the way, men using one another as women constitutes a perversion. Folks, this is not this. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that sex also includes homo gender identity. Thus, all companies must now openly homosexual transgender employees, yada, yada, yada. So what does this mean? We can go down through it. We can go down through it, folks. It took everyone by surprise because they changed the meaning of sex. Was this is a really, really good article that we'll put in the chat that you guys can read it. And it was because, can I say this? Because just like in abortion, we have trusted the courts to give us direction. Now, as I said yesterday, and I'm surprised that most people tended to agree with me, Episcopalians are not Christians. They're not Christians. And most, if not most Catholics, are cradle Catholics. Any cradle Catholics in here? Are there anybody? Is there anybody? Joe's got his hand up. I was a cradle Catholic. Others born into Catholicism and were Catholics because our parents told us we were Catholics and had no really understanding of what the Bible was all about. And I got some emails yesterday from some people who said, well, John Roberts isn't really a Catholic. And Kavanaugh isn't really a Catholic. They're just cradle Catholics. So I said, okay, so like cradle Methodists, you mean? So how do we differentiate the good Catholics and the bad Catholics? How do we differentiate the good Methodists from the bad Methodists? How do we differentiate the good Baptists from the bad Baptists? How do we differentiate the good Episcopalians from the bad Episcopalians? How do we do that? And how do we hold someone to account that when they say they are a Christian, they serve the King of Kings first, not some legal system, not some bar association that gives them high marks for their ability to deny truth? For their to rise high in the bar association, you get rewarded for doing the best job of poking holes in the truth. That's how you advance in the legal system. That guy is really good. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. You have to poke holes in the truth to rise in legal. I know Roger can't comment. I know I'm hitting the nail right on the head.
And, hey, coach.
And we're waiting on these judges, these lawyers, to render to us rulings and explain to us what the obvious isn't. Men are men. Cut off your ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Remember that song? You cut off your ding-a-ling. Everyone in the world knows you're still a man, still a man, still a man. Everybody knows except the legal system, except judges, except Supreme Court justices. And then what happens? They do that, and we in the church, we accept it. Oh, well. The court's made its ruling. We'll go ahead and live with it now. All right, Esther. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, how do you determine a good Catholic from a bad Catholic? Well, I bet you the Pope was and is a cradle Catholic, and he's anything but godly.
Larry, I have people tell me, Catholics tell me he's not Catholic. It's what? Yeah, he's not Catholic. Well, what is he? I don't know if he's not Catholic. Catholics have told me that. Catholics have told me that.
Hey, coach.
They said, well, you're bashing Catholics. Well, you go ahead and believe that if you want to. See, that's like calling me a racist. It's like calling me a racist. Not all blacks are thieves. Not all Catholics are lost. But a lot of them are.
He's the Pope. If he's not Catholic, what the heck is he? He's their Pope.
Yep. Sort of like people say, Trump's not my president. Sort of that same thing. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, in both our cases, the best Catholics I know are the ones who have left the church.
Amen. Yep. Wow. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just speaking. Listen, we're big boys here. We get it, right? If you're a good Christ-fearing Catholic, God bless you. I'm going to tell you, about 60% of Catholics voted for Hillary Clinton, who's a baby killer. But again, a lot of evangelicals did too, right? So it's not about the denomination and identifying yourself as a Catholic or a Baptist or Methodist or a Lutheran or an Episcopalian or some whatever Heinz 57 variety version of Christian you are. As soon as you start doing that, you're now serving something rather than Jesus Christ, in my honest opinion. And that's where we're tracked. Hey, scroll down a little bit for me. Stay on that page real quick there, Sheldon. And scroll down to where it says the Supreme Court's judicial activism. Because here's what we're going to fight. And I don't know what we're going to do about it, friends. I don't know. Even go on down a little bit more, Sheldon. Right there. Folks, this is really good. We'll make this link available. You need to check this out. This week's bizarre U.S. Supreme Court ruling didn't happen in a vacuum. The court was never meant to be a powerful, unelected body that creates and shapes laws for the country through its rulings. It was meant to be the least powerful branch that adjudicated between disputing parties. But over the years, Americans have allowed it to usurp enormous power without fighting back. We're now living with the consequences. The justices are now ruling without restraints. Folks, listen. Transgenders have special rights now. Christians don't. You know that, right? If you come face to face with a transgender and a Christian, the law says the transgender's rights trump the Christian's. If my faith tells me that I don't want to employ a homosexual, the court says, nope, his right to be hired trumps your faith. Some of you don't see it that way. Recent prominent examples of judicial overreach are Roe versus Wade, 1973, when we know they ruled that it was a constitutional right to abortion. It's not a law. Still isn't a law today. Lawrence versus Texas. These all changed the course of America. Lawrence v. Texas, 2003, declared that sodomy, men inserting their penises in the hind end of other men, was now a constitutional right. That's what Lawrence versus Texas said. Up until this point, that was a crime. And Burkfell v. Hodges in 2015 declared that state marriage laws and even state constitutional amendments that define marriage as one man and one woman were violations of the United States Constitution. Who voted on that, by the way? Huh? Scroll down a second, because here's the problem. The milquetoast conservative movement. Milquetoast meaning sissified. The problem we have is a sissified conservative movement. For decades, the mainstream conservative movement has meekly allowed the political and legal establishment to frame the cultural war issues in their own distorted ways. In fact, the conservatives usually participate in it, become part of the problem. For example, we all recognize that there are males and females. Anybody in here doesn't recognize males and females? Anybody? Huh? All right. Blacks and whites. But in truth, there's no such thing as gay Americans or transgender Americans. Folks, it's voodoo. It's voodoo science. That's what I wrote about today. There are Americans with homosexual problems, and there are Americans with gender identity psychological dysfunctions, but their orientations or identities are political inventions of their own LGBT movement. They have made these things up. However, our side rarely challenges these radical concepts, but instead goes along with the charade. We now have gay pastors, gay ministers. We have gays performing in the choir. Why? Who knows? Because we have a milquetoast conservative movement. However, our side rarely, so the legal and political system has an easier time going forward with it. See, they know there will be no resistance from the church. Trump's so-called conservative judges, and I'm not criticizing. Trump appointed them. Everybody thought they were conservatives, whatever that word means. See, I don't want a conservative. I want a Christian. But the 2000 election, the beginning of the era of the U.S., of sane U.S. Supreme Court, we said, yep, all right, we're going to straighten this thing out. But President Trump's conservative Supreme Court justice has been a big disappointment, to say the least. Scroll down. Justice Neil Gorsuch not only voted for this ruling, he wrote the majority opinion. Trump's appointee, Gorsuch, wrote the opinion. Why would that be, Larry? Why would that be, Joe? Why would that be, Dale? Because many of us observed when he was nominated, he was a member of the far left pro-LGBT Episcopal Church. whose female pastor officiated gay marriages. We knew that about Gorsuch. We knew it. Scroll on down, Sheldon.
Hey, but Coach, it's not a big deal. What's the big deal, guy?
But listen to what Kavanaugh said. Kavanaugh voted against gay marriage. Kavanaugh did. Another conservative. We got another. Remember. Sorry. Not a Bible believer on the crew, as far as I know. Well, Clarence Thomas, maybe. I don't know. Look what Brett, even though Kavanaugh voted the right way, in other words, he voted against special rights. Did you read what he wrote in his dissent? You sitting down, Silver? Are you sitting down? Here's what Kavanaugh wrote in his dissent. Notwithstanding my concern about the court's transgression of the Constitution's separation of powers, it is appropriate to acknowledge the important victory achieved today by gay and lesbian Americans. Millions of gay and lesbian Americans have worked hard for many decades. He's trying to kiss their arse. Millions of gay and lesbian Americans have worked hard for many decades to achieve equal treatment in fact and in law. They've exhibited this is the guy dissenting. They've exhibited extraordinary vision, tenacity, and grit, battling often steep odds in the legislative and judicial arenas, not to mention their daily lives. They've advanced powerful policy arguments, can take pride in today's results. Under the Constitution's separations of powers, however, I believe that it was Congress's rule, not the courts, to amend the Title VII. I therefore must respectfully dissent from the ruling. In other words, even Kavanaugh agrees with him, but he thinks the legislature should legalize it, not the courts. There's no other way that you can read that. This is two new conservative judges appointed by Trump. And we think they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Yeah.
This description of their achievements.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the complete, how do you say this? This is how you sin, folks, against God. and only because of the ruling of the separation of powers do I dissent. But keep going.
Yeah, it's all good. I give hearty approval, Romans 1:28. I give hearty approval to it. I can't legalize it, but boy, I sure hope somebody does. I don't have the power to legalize it, but I'm with you, girls. I'm with you, girls. Conservative judges. Not a Bible believer in the crowd, folks. And a Bible believer in the crowd. Scroll down. I'm about done. This is too good. Now I got to finish this now. It's too good. It's not. You know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow? I was going to do it today, but I'll give you time to prep if the Lord lets me. You guys know what the divine counsel is? God's divine counsel. We were talking about principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The divine counsel. Have you ever done some research on that? Ooh, tomorrow, Coach Dave Live. So where do we go from here? As columnist Daniel Horowitz observed today, the conservative legal movement, which has promoted the idea of appointing better judges rather than fighting the entire concept of judicial supremacism, has failed miserably. See, we have tried our side. We've tried to get our judges in there. Because we agree that judges are the ones that are in control. And rather than our side standing up and say, screw that, courts don't make law, we said, hey, let's get our guys in there so they can make our laws. See? See the fallacy again? See the fallacy of the way we play? So Horowitz says, this has been our Waterloo. This is it right here. This is it. So he says, Yeah.
Yep. That's the principle of legal plunder, which we've been trying to get people to understand. You can't just take over so you can be the plunderer.
That's right.
Amen, Jack.
Get rid of the plunderers.
Give me the gun. Like we're seeing going on with Antifa. They take over Seattle, and then they get the guns, and they're in control. See, so it's not about guns. It's about who's holding the gun. It's not about law breaking. It's about who gets to break the law. Are you guys with me? You see how far we've fallen from truth and justice? See? Do you see it?
Amen.
Our side wants to win so we can force our ideals on people through the courts. So Horowitz says it's time to adopt a completely different response to this crisis. I'm with Horowitz. The long string of abuses perpetrated by the Supreme Court, prayer in schools, abortion, butt sex, gay marriage, and now this, must be defied. They must be defied, folks. They must be defied by citizens, local governments, and by the states. We must defy them.
Defy. There's only one way. Only one way this can happen, Coach. We have to take
folks,
control.
Listen. Folks, Supreme Courts don't make law. These are not laws. I don't know how I can say it in a way that you will understand. There is no law permitting a woman to murder a baby. There is no law. There is no law permitting a man to marry a man. There is no law. Courts don't make law. Legislatures make law. Can we vote out Gorsuch? Can we vote out Kavanaugh? Can we vote out Roberts? If we can't vote them out, then it's not government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Number two, according to Daniel Horowitz, we must stop agreeing with far too many so-called conservatives. Somebody say amen. Conservatism is pretend salt.
Amen.
Fake Christians, fake churchgoers who are selling us out and betraying us. And if you think that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch got on the court without the approval of people in high places, you're dumber than I thought.
Exactly, Coach. That's the whole thing. Gatekeepers get in there and they screw everything up. We have to replace those idiots. Get them
we
all
must
out.
Stop agreeing with far too many so-called conservatives who insist that Supreme Court rulings constitute the law of the land. And can I throw in there pastors? Can I throw in there pastors? See, rebellion should begin in the house of God. That's what I think. Rebellion against the ungodly should begin in the house of God. Pastors and churches should be telling the government, go pound sand.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Jeff. I'm on a roll. Well, you guys want to interrupt me when I'm on a roll? Go ahead, Jeff.
This will pertain to just what you're saying. Yesterday in my car lot, guy comes in. He ended up being a Sunday school teacher at a Nazarene church here in town. We're talking. All I did was mention the name, Pastor Bill. He looked at me and said, is that the guy with the strip club? I said, how'd you know about that? Oh, I teach Sunday school. He said, we had 5 Sundays in a row lessons on that. And I taught on that. And I said, really? He said, when they did that interview with Tom George and, or he said, the owner of the strip club and that pastor, he said, that strip club had a much better argument. And Pastor Bill, he just trashed Pastor Bill, sided with the owner of the strip club. And they had 5 Sundays they taught and talked negative about the churches showing up. It was crazy.
I met the enemy and it's us. Romans 13. Folks, look. Only Congress creates laws. Only Congress. I'll give $1,000 to anybody shows me I'll give you $1,000. Hey, Kyle, Mantella, man, whatever your name is there. I'll give $1,000 if you show me the law passed by Congress, signed by the president, legalizing gay marriage.
Dave?
Yeah.
I know you want to continue, but real quick, what do they think this is going to do to women's sports? I just don't understand.
Roger, it's a great deception. Remember this, the Bible says, because we've rejected the truth, the Lord himself would send a strong delusion that they'd believe a lie. We're seeing it right now. In other words, Kavanaugh believes Bruce Jenner is a woman. I mean, there's no other way to explain it.
Well, think of the far-reaching depths of that. I mean, a simple layman could have sat on the bench with the Supreme Court justice that says, hey, guys and gals, now, if we do this, isn't this going to turn women's sports upside down?
But Roger, they're textualists. Don't you understand that? Textualists. So as a textualist, by the way, that's why Gorsuch was so respected to get on the court. He was a textualist. In other words, he had the ability to read the words and knew what they meant. He was a textualist. And he knew that even though in 1776, when they wrote the Constitution, or 1791, when they ratified it, Gorsuch knew, even though sodomy was punishable by death, he knew what they really meant. He knew that they would have proved it. That he knew it. He's a textualist, see, or an originalist. That the founding fathers, George Washington, frog marched men out of the army who were queers. He frog marched them out. George Washington did. And yet they want us to believe that the Constitution provide equal rights for guys to do that. Okay, let's go back up just a little bit. Sheldon, you're a little bit too far down. Boy, I'm telling you, I bet Kyle's wetting his pants. Man, if you're typing and taking notes, Kyle, buddy, you have to replay this one 3 or 4 times. We must stop agreeing with far too many so-called conservatives who insist the Supreme Court rulings constitutes all land. There's nothing in the Constitution that remotely indicates that. The courts give opinions and rule in specific cases between disputing parties. Only Congress creates the law of the land. Do I need to say that in a different language? Courts don't make laws, folks. Abortion is not the law of the land. Homo marriage is not the law of the land. Sorry. Separation of church and state, not the law of the land. Sorry. We must constantly confront all judges at all levels who ignore the laws and the Constitution and simply concoct rulings to please their personal social justice yearnings. Impeachment is constitutional remedy and should become part of the solution. I can promise you this, folks. Gorsuch thinks he did the Christian thing. You understand? Social justice, all that stuff. Gorsuch bought into all that. He thinks he did the Christian thing. He probably said a prayer before he wrote it. He probably said a prayer after it. He's probably praying this morning.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope Kyle is listening. The very first words of the United States Constitution after the preamble is Article 1, Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Where does it say the Supreme Court gets to join in that legislative power?
Well, Larry, we need to send that to every pastor in America, not to Kyle. I'm not to Kyle. That needs to go to every pastor in America. We must confront, in whatever matter we can, unconstitutional laws. The U.S. Constitution was meant to work through every person, every legislator, judge, and citizen, following the laws and the Constitution on his own. It was not meant that legislators would pass whatever they wanted and then leave it up to the courts to decide what was actually constitutional. Should bad laws and U.S. Supreme Court rulings that are clearly and unambiguously unconstitutional be blindly followed? Romans 13. Here's the sort of defiance that must be more of. We've often said that Judge Roy Moore is the greatest pro-family figure since Phyllis Schlafly. And after the ridiculous Obergefell ruling, Judge Moore, who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama at that time, Judge Moore, the Chief Judge in the state of Alabama, exerting states' rights, ordered the state's probate justices to obey their state constitution and go pound sand and issuing same-sex marriage licenses. There's a judge. That's a judge. He's a judge who upholds the law. Homosex ain't a law. He had earlier placed a Ten Commandment monument in his court building, despite phony separation of church and state orders by another court. There's a real man. Because of that, Judge Moore was hated by the Republican establishment. We'll say it again really slow. The Republicans worked against Judge Moore when he was running for the Senate in Alabama two times now. The Republicans worked against him.
Dave.
And they stood by and watched as he was hideously vilified by the left when he ran for the U.S. Senate. He would have been the worst nightmare as a U.S. Senator, boldly standing up for the truth in that political cesspool. Go ahead, Raj.
Well, within the Black American community, you would think there would be outrage. After all their struggles, all that the Black community has gone through since the beginning of our country, they are now classified equally with the guy who says, I'm a girl. That's what it basically says.
There's no difference.
Within the Black community in the last 20 years, they've been arguing against that in a subtle way, that our skin color is not the issue. It's different being born Black than being deciding you want to be a transgender or gay. But you don't hear a peep from them.
No, Roger, when Judge Moore ran for the Senate down there, all they had to do was say that he dingled some girls when he was younger, and Christians believed it.
It's
the same old
coach. You got to go back to the 14th Amendment. It made us all equally slaves rather than anyone free. So we're all equally slaves, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. When you are a United States corporate citizen. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole show in itself, isn't it? A whole show in itself.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to have a way to amend the Constitution such that, one, Congress rules or creates laws that are basically biblically based. And two, they force the Supreme Court to review all rulings since the Civil War based on Scripture. Mm. I know it ain't going to happen, but...
Yeah, but there's a separation between church and state, Joe. Don't you know that? Don't you know that?
No, there isn't. That ain't the point.
Come on, we passed that legislation in 1947, I think it was. We passed that legislation.
That's why it needs to be all reviewed.
Yeah.
You want to get back to God? You want to save this country? You put a God back in it.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to tell you something, though. We can't do any of that till we win. And so we're going to have to decide whether we want to win or not. And we're not going to win with Republicans. We're not going to win with conservatives. We're not going to do that, folks.
Amen, hey, Coach.
We're past Amen. All that. We're past all that. We're past all of it. Because as soon as they get in, we lose control of them. And then they're in there for 30 years and 40 years and... I'm curious.
Don't pay
them. I'm gonna be quiet here just a second. Let me ask you a question. Right now, there's 53 people in the queue. I want you to say yes if you've ever personally spoken to your U.S. representative. I want to hear how many yeses there are. Personally spoken to him.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes, going to.
All I got was an answering machine.
Oh, you didn't speak to him then.
Answering machine.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get to talk to him. We got to take a march up there.
They
got to listen then.
How do they represent you? You can't talk to him. How are they your representative?
We have to take a march to Washington.
Now, it comes back to the redress of grievances. I'm believing this more and more and more and more and more and more and more. All politics is local. We have to reclaim local government and then let local government defy the tyrants above them. That's what we have to do.
Hey, Amen. Coach, I got a question. What are conservatives conserving?
We're conserving Supreme Court decisions. That's what we're doing, Gary. We're conserving Supreme Court decisions that unconstitutional judges forced upon us. That's what we're conserving.
Well, Dave?
Yep, Chad?
Okay, I'm just going to say that, you know, We're talking here about what's not the law and things that are being enforced because it's not law. It's just a Supreme Court decision. Well, Kim Davis was enforcing the law, North Carolina law, of marriage between a one man and one woman that Kentucky. Was mandated and passed by the legislature and had been on the books.
Yes.
And when she enforced that, then the community, the media, see, the media is the devil's tool to manipulate people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he utilized that media to make it seem like she was the one doing it wrong.
She was merely
enforcing the law.
She was the, Chad, I said, even when I was down there, she's the only one in the whole thing that's keeping the law. She was the only one. Because the law in the state of Kentucky said marriage was between one man and one woman. That was the law.
Kentucky, sorry.
Kentucky. She was the only one enforcing the law.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Because liberals don't liberate. Conservatives don't conserve. It's all about slavery. It's all about either we will give you stuff to make you a slave or you will conspend your stuff to make you a slave. It's all about control and slavery. Wake up, people. We've got a document. We've got the scripture and we've got the Constitution. Both are written very simply. Read them and make them do it or do it yourself.
So one of the greatest coups in the history of the world took place when the Supreme Court in 1947 dethroned God over America. That's what happened. When they said there was a separation between the church and state, they dethroned God and his moral standards, and look what we have. Yeah, Mark?
I'll get back with you in a minute.
Right. Hey, Coach.
Yes, Jeff.
Maybe the question you ought to ask is how many out of the 53 people in here right now have ever ran for something local in your community?
Well, that'd be a good question too, Jeff, but Christians don't vote for Christians because they believe in a separation between the church and state. I'm just telling you that Christians would not vote for me because they would think I would be too radical and I would try to impose Christianity on everyone. That's where Christians are. Christians
are
stuff, right?
And you know, it's amazing, Coach, is that, you know, the courts always use this precedence based on prior cases. Trinity versus something where we declared ourselves a Christian nation, the Supreme Court, they based that on 87 precedented cases. So then we have this now separation of church and state, where we threw out all these precedences that were set in motion prior to.
That's where we are.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any documentation to point to prove my point or anything, but as observation of a lot of years, the only, quote, Christians I've ever seen elected to public office were so obviously satanic social club leaders that it gave Christianity a bad name.
They're part of the club. But hey, listen, the Lord just gave me a new song. Just gave me a new song as I was sitting there listening to you guys. The American government without Jesus is like the spring without the fall. There's only one thing worse in this universe. That's no Jesus at all. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.